Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom-branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide-format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello, this is Melissa. Welcome to the next Numbers and Tech Podcast episode. Today's topic is how to embrace diversity in your client mix. Working with one or two large clients might seem like a good idea on your bottom line, but fostering a diverse customer base will ensure better financial health for your business in the long term. It mitigates risks if one of your big clients leave, and presents new and interesting challenges for you and opens up future opportunities for taking on more large clients down the road. All business owners want to find the right clients, the ones who are easy to work with and have the right budget and who need and value the services you provide. But it's also about the mix of clients. You need a diverse customer base, and developing a diverse customer base mitigates risk and provides additional financial security and stability. It also gives you the opportunity to work on different types of projects with different kinds of people. So as a business owner, your role is to find the mix of clients who will satisfy both your bottom line and your desire to do interesting work. So what does a diverse customer base look like? Well, of course, every business and industry is different. Multiple factors, including geographic regions and the current economic status of your city, can impact your ideal client mix. But there are some best practices you can start with. First, find the right clients. As part of your initial business plan, you likely completed an exercise that helped determine who was your ideal and next best client types. That exercise is one you should go back to every few years. Just a refresher. So here are some tips on identifying your ideal client. First, pinpoint the problems or needs that your services solve. Find the clients that need what you offer based on industry, business size, location, budget, and identify who's buying from you, especially if it's different from the person using your services. You can brainstorm the answers to those questions, but make sure to marry that information with what you actually know. Always look at your current client base and your analytics for more specific answers. Your website, Instagram, point of sale system, marketing database are always good places to look at who are your clients and who's buying from you. Next, you want to establish the client mix that works for you. How do you know what a diverse customer base even looks like for you? Every business will have a different breakdown, but here's a few of the high-level types of clients you should look for. First would be your anchor clients. They deliver consistent business. They have long-term contracts, and you expect those relationships to continue, unless, of course, something unexpected happens. These clients provide the bulk of your revenue, and should be the client type you spend most of your marketing and advertising budgets on trying to acquire. Next, you're going to have seasonal clients. Many service or product-based businesses have clients with seasonal needs or needs on a specific schedule. These clients are reliable in their own way, but require extra attention to ensure that you stay on top of their mind during the off-seasons. When possible for your business, these clients should be a smaller portion of your overall client mix. Which leads us to opportunistic clients. These clients are the ones that come to you with a specific need. You might not have pursued them on your own because they don't really fit your ideal customer definition, but they're a surprising fit because they have the right budget and they present future opportunities, or it could just be a cool project they brought to you. These clients come and go more often than your anchor clients we talked about. The portion of your client mix dedicated to opportunistic accounts can fluctuate depending on the types of projects that come in and also your capacity with your seasonal clients. So the fourth and last type of client I like to think about are those ongoing small accounts. Many businesses have a number of smaller accounts that don't fit their ideal, next best, or even opportunistic client definition. But these accounts stick with your business because you have a good relationship, or the work is fun or easy. They're also a great fail-safe in case a bigger client falls through. But keep an eye out for scope creep. Small accounts can balloon quickly when you aren't looking and take up a lot more of your time, but not necessarily earn you greater revenue. You also need to understand that not every client is right for you. Each person that comes to your door, it can be difficult to say no to, because turning down business rarely feels comfortable. But if a client or a project isn't the right fit, if the budget's not right, or the project simply has too many red flags, it's okay to say no. So why would you want a diverse customer base? Well, you would want to decrease risk, have better cash flow security, have greater capacity management, and foster creativity and innovation. So how do we do all those? Well, relying on a few big accounts could put you at risk, or working in one industry or sector could be very risky in case of an economic downturn in that industry. So a diverse portfolio of clients and projects helps protect you if one or two of those go away. Also, having large anchor account clients helps to ground your cash flow so that you meet a certain baseline each month. But those smaller clients and one-off projects that fluctuate can boost certain months, as well as provide some more interesting work. Reliable clients are also crucial for time management. Your best clients give you the confidence that you'll have work every month. And doing the same work over and over can leave you feeling stagnant. So the smaller clients in different industries present opportunities to try something new. They might not have the same budget as your big anchor clients, but it could be fun and a different project to get excited about. So to round this up, a diverse customer base means your revenue comes from a number of clients or customers, not just two or three. The more customers contributing to your sales revenue without a few dominating that figure, the more valuable your business will be, because it reduces the risk of serious cash flow issues if one or more of your customers leave. As with all value drivers, it's all about risk. Just like the old saying, don't put too many eggs in one basket, strategy is risky. So is a small concentration of customers dominating your revenue. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers and Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.